You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Domino, I have a jealousy problem. I'm usually not like this. I'm not a jealous guy. I'm not jealous of a lot of people, but I have two buddies, Alan and Tony, and they have the coolest jobs. They work for Lockheed Martin, and what they do is they tell people that they can't talk about what they do. They're in some sort of top secret program, and I am so jealous of that. The only thing one of them has ever said is, it's good for America. It's good for America. I'm like, oh, I want to do that. I want to be able to say, I can't say what I do for a living.
Do you think it's possible that they are just maintenance guys there? And that this is their...
I've said that to them.
This is their answer. Whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with
at
that.
At all.
Right? Maybe like, they could be bookkeepers. You know, like, maybe they're bookkeepers.
Food
but they're
services
like,
is what I said. You're in food services.
Okay, there
you
go. And they're like, I can't tell you what I do for Lockheed. Because
yeah.
You can't say that with other jobs. Like if you work at Target, you can't say, I work at Target, but I can't tell you what I do.
Oh, you're stalking. Shut up. I know. And it's like, what a cool place to work. And who knows what they're working on.
I work at Foot Locker, but I'm afraid I can't tell you what exactly my job is at Foot Locker.
Sure, sure.
You can only pull that off with a couple of jobs.
I know.
Lockheed, maybe the government, maybe.
Another military.
Military.
FBI, CIA, maybe.
I will tell you that my father, for many years in the Air Force, we were not allowed to even. We could go on the base, but we could never go to where he worked, and he couldn't talk about what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always cool as a kid.
Very cool. Like, I know both of their wives don't even know. Like, you know, you ask Alan's wife and she'll be like, I have no idea
what
he does.
Right, because they might be kidnapped and tortured into revealing what their husbands do.
And these guys, man, they are trained. They keep a tight lip. You get a couple of beers in them and they still will not tell you anything.
Can you just see one of the wives being kidnapped and tortured to reveal? And finally she breaks and says, all right, he's a window washer.
Food services!
I understand about that jealousy thing, though, because I don't know if it's like grass is always greener. I mean, it could be that they drive into their job and they listen to you on the radio and they're like, oh, I'm really jealous of Jerry.
Right.
He's
I wish
got
I could
a good
go
job.
In there and, yeah.
But I think we all have that. I think it's, pretty much most people can find something to be jealous about with their friends, whether it's the house their friends live in or if it's, the person their friend is married to, their car.
I have a buddy that just bought a Tesla, and I'm like, oh my gosh, here I am in a Ford.
I have a buddy of mine. His name is Kevin, and he is quite the prolific author. So much so that he's published something like 170 books now, and he is, in my mind, almost like the gold standard for writing. And so I don't deny that I am quite jealous of Kevin.
Sure. It's very successful.
However, it did not stop me. In September, I'm going to be back in Denver hosting, kind of emceeing the induction ceremonies for the Colorado Authors Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
It did not stop me from nominating Kevin. Because I felt like he deserved to be in, and he was accepted. So he's going to be
a man crush, don't you?
I am, man. I tell you, the guy is something else. He's something else, but he's a super cool guy, and that's why have you ever? Is it the same way? Obviously, with your Lockheed buddies, is that you want to hate them, but you can't because they're such nice guys.
They're super nice, killer personalities, just good all around dudes. And then whatever they're doing, I want to do.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about KJ. I mean, he's a great guy.
Oh, you even call him KJ.
He's actually
this
technically
is more than
KJA.
This is more than jealousy. This is something else.
Not only that, he lives in a castle.
See, this is love, is what this is.
He's a lovable guy.
He's your stand aside.
So our question for listeners this morning. Are you jealous of your friends? And it doesn't have to be career.
No,
like
not
we
at
said,
all. It could be anything.
It could be any. Stop and think as you're driving in this morning or driving home or wherever you are. Think about what about your friends that you're jealous of. And then you should call us. And the reason we want to open this up is so that everyone can kind of realize that they're not alone, mm-hmm. that you're part of a community of jealous friends.
Yeah, it's in our blood.
And admit to why you're jealous of your friends.
I want to hear them.
Kirsten says, Dom and Jeremy, I'm jealous of my friend Kara because her hair is, and then she puts in all caps, always perfect.
Yes.
Even when she doesn't do anything to it, she just rolls out of bed with perfect hair. I want to hate her, but she's too nice. That's from Kirsten. You know, Jeremy, nice and nice hair. I think Kara may be the Antichrist. Don't you think?
Maybe.
Lisa writes, I'm extremely jealous of my friend Deandra because of her clothes. Her wardrobe must be worth millions, and she never shows up anywhere without looking like it.
All right. That's a good one.
Hair and clothes.
Stylish.
All right. I get it.
Let's do Mike, and then I have a couple I want to read, too.
All right. Mike is the first one up on the phone. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Don and Jeremy. So we're going back to the vehicles real quick, man. I'm jealous of my friends, man. They've got Ferraris, Lamborghinis, McLaren. I'm rolling around a 2002 TDI Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, you know yuck.
Hey, the good thing is I get 45 miles to the gallon where they get...
Yeah, and they just get all the chicks.
At least I'm for the rest of it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, ladies, you like funny. My gas mileage? What do all your friends do to drive all those fancy cars, Mikey?
Man, a lot of them do drop shipping, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy. Some of them own landscaping companies. There's McRippins, who owned that famous black Dodge Viper that he actually sold. He works for a roofing company. You know, it's just, you never can tell with these guys. It's mm-hmm. crazy.
They yeah. might be drug dealers for all you know,
yeah,
Mike.
You don't know, Mike. So.
You know what? It's all friends.
Oh, Mike,
listen,
you're funny.
Look at it this way, Mike. As you go on about your day, your car is paid off, right?
Exactly.
Well, so are theirs, I would imagine. I know you were trying to make him feel better.
Let him have at least one thing.
Is it paid off, Mike?
It is paid off.
Okay, good. That would be funny if he said it's not paid
off.
If
he's still making payments on a 2002, that's
just drive yourself off a cliff.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
All right, Mike. Good luck.
Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you.
A couple more coming in on Facebook from our good friend, No Name Please. She says, this is going to sound bad, but I'm jealous of my friend's kids. It's Mark and Amber. They have the politest, most well-behaved children. They're intelligent. They're involved in so many beneficial activities. She says, my kids are morons. I caught one of them licking the back patio door this weekend. Don't say my name. Love the show. Fun topic. Have a good Monday. That's from No Name. And then this one's from Kimberly. She says, I'm jealous of my best friend's delicate, beautiful freckles on her face. They're so sexy on her. When they get sun-kissed, she looks like a friggin' model. That is a quote. Kimberly says, I have a turkey chin and bags under my eyes. I hate my face. Have a great Monday, boys.
Listen,
there's somebody
out there who's looking for a turkey chin. I'm telling you.